Hello, this is Burke Midget with The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. By the way, The Word Works, and I'm glad you're here. Praise God. Thank you for joining me today for this edition of The Word Works. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Thank you, Father, for your word, your spirit, your hand on us, your spirit within us. And we thank you, Father God, as we look to your word, revelation knowledge far beyond the words that I speak will flow into the hearts and lives of these your people. And we give you all the praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. We're talking about the joy of salvation, Psalm 51:12, where David said, "Restore unto me the joy of my salvation," Romans 1:16. It's the gospel. We're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. And that power of God will work in salvation in different areas, not just you going to heaven. Thank God, that's the greatest miracle of all. But as we've saw in Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10, that if you can believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead and speak with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, you shall be saved. In verse 10, for with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. But it also, the Hebrew and Greek words for salvation imply deliverance, safety, preservation, healing, and soundness. Just think, when you were a child and you got saved, let's say you were saved at a young age, you're not only going to heaven, but you're delivered from darkness. You don't have to be afraid. There's safety, you're safe, you're protected, and you're healed. Oh my goodness, you're already healed. Jesus just wants you to receive it. Three very important scriptures that I just really, really love are Isaiah. Start with Isaiah 53, verses 4 and 5. And here Isaiah is prophesying. He's pointing toward the cross. Look what it says. Surely he has borne our griefs or our sicknesses and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. For he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Now, we're going to talk about healing later on the podcast, but let's just briefly look at this. The word griefs there means sicknesses, and the word sorrows means pains. So if you're dealing with sickness or pain right now, you can take authority over it with the name of Jesus because you are saved. Now, that is a radical statement to some people, but it's the truth. We are saved from sickness and pains. Let that sink in for just a minute. This is a great confession of faith. Surely, surely, he has borne my sicknesses and carried my pains. We looked on him as smitten of God and afflicted, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of my peace was upon him, and with his stripes, what? We are healed. We are healed. He's pointing toward the cross. Now, we'll go into this in much more detail, but now let's look at Matthew 8:17 from the King James. All right, verse 14. We'll start with verse 14. And when Jesus was come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother lying and sick of a fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them. And when the evening was come, they brought unto him many who were possessed with demons, and he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all. How many? All that were sick, that it might be fulfilled. Okay, here we go. We're going to point back to Isaiah. This is fulfilling the prophecy, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, now see if this sounds familiar to you. He himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. Yes, it does. Why? Because it's right out of what Isaiah said. And look at this. I'm going to read to you from the Passion Translation, starting at Matthew 8:16 and verse 17. That evening, the people were brought to him. People brought to him many who were demonized. Now, there are different areas of demonic activity in people's lives. There can be oppression. There can be depression. There can be obsession. I've heard that. And then there can be obsession. Then there can be possession. just because someone's sick doesn't mean they have a devil or doesn't mean they're, you know, possessed or demonized. But these people were. Jesus, and we'll talk about that more down the road too. There's so much to talk about in the Word, isn't there? That evening, the people brought to him many who were demonized, and by Jesus only speaking a word of healing over them, they were totally set free from their torment, and everyone who was sick received their healing. In doing this, Jesus fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah. Here he goes. He put upon himself our weaknesses, and he carried away our diseases and made us well. In verse, the word there, weaknesses, the footnote in the Passion says wounds or sores. Listen, no one told me this. I did not know this. But when I got saved, when I received Jesus as my Lord, my healing had already been paid for. Now, have I always walked in that? No. Am I condemned because I haven't walked in it? No. Why? Because there's therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Romans 8:1. We may be tempted with sickness. We don't deny sickness exists or tries to exist on our bodies. We deny its right to remain there because of salvation, because we're saved, and because Jesus took it for us on the cross. Okay? One more scripture, and we'll close with this. 1 Peter 2:24, who his own self bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. Notice that Isaiah and Matthew say, you are healed. What is Peter saying? You were healed. Peter's looking back at the cross and saying, you were healed. Now, he's not talking, I've read people said this, this talking about spiritual healing. Listen, your spirit doesn't need to be healed. It's complete in Christ. It's sealed. Praise God. It's filled with the life of God. The Word of God declares you and I were healed. It's up to us to receive it. Why can the Word of God declare that? Why can you say that? Because you're saved. Father God, thank you right now. I know this may be a lot for some of us, and even for me, even right now as I say it. It's so surreal at times because we look too much to the natural. But when we look in the Spirit, we see that healing has been provided in salvation. Thank you for that, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for joining us today for The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. Please consider subscribing to receive our latest podcasts. For more information about this ministry and additional resources, please visit us at bertandjoe.com. That's BERTANDJO.com. And remember, the Word works.